Welcome back to the VML Bird Watching at the Lurie's.
Oh, hello.
Are we here with Spoo?
Hi, Danette.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Yeah.
This year you judged radio and
radio non-English.
Yes.
And the effectiveness category.
So tell me, what are some of the highlights without giving away anything?
A huge highlight for me was the effective, because I've never judged that before. And I think whilst it's a lot more work than the other categories, in the sense that you're looking at results and impact and brand uplift and all of that, I just found that the panel was also quite diverse. So we've got clients in the room as well. We had Bridget Harper. We had Grant McPherson from KFC. You know, we had quite a diverse group. And it's quite interesting for me, I think, as a creative, to kind of sit there with some sort of clients and kind of have these different views on at least what impact looks like and what impact actually is. So I found that actually quite a highlight. I mean, I think initially it felt like cheapest. We're really, really talking in circles and going for a while and, you know, looking at ROI and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. But eventually I really found that I learned quite a lot from it.
That's great.
Yeah.
So we're at the Lurie's and it's Lurie's Creative Week.
Yes.
So where do you think we are in South Africa? Where are we standing with our level of creativity?
I think we're still fighting to get back onto the map. I think we're not there yet.
Okay.
I think, you know, we're seeing sparks of brilliance. I mean, I think what some of the work Bananas has done has been, you know, just came out of the blue and did some amazing work that really shone. I think we need a whole lot more of that. I think having clients in events like this and judging and seeing the work and grappling with it, I think is going to go a long way in building, I guess, that association with great creativity and hopefully being a little bit braver with the work that we put out. But I definitely think we're fighting to get back. We're not quite there yet.
And judging and sitting in the room with creatives, not with creatives, with marketers.
Yeah.
How does that alter your perception or your definition of creativity, or doesn't it?
I don't think it does. I think ultimately, innovation, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is a fresh idea, is something that you haven't seen before. So for me, that idea, it doesn't really alter. And I think, interestingly enough, a lot of marketers see it the same way as well. I mean, they see innovation as something really fresh, something that pushes the needle and may not be 100% original, but it's original and it's moved the needle on something that may exist as well. So I don't think we ever disagreed so much on creativity.
Okay.
I think maybe where the tussle became was, well, how do you measure impact, and effectiveness, you know, versus the results versus the actual targets, and how do you isolate those factors and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
see, I'm speaking like a marketer now.
You've changed. Yeah, oh, my gosh. No, what are we going to do? let's talk a little bit about the odd number. Last year, you were Independent Agency of the Year.
We were Independent Agency of the Year last year.
Since then, you've taken it further. You've made some changes, some appointments.
Yes, there's been 100%. I mean, you know, the agency's also just grown. I think we've had one or two new clients. One of the big ones is Tata Motors. So, you know, we're busy working on a launch for that. We're also working on the launch of Walmart in the country as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a big project for us, which we're really, really excited about. It's really like, you know, it's moving at the speed of light. The store's already ready and, you know, we got to put the work out there. So that's really exciting. So that's also meant that, you know, we need more hands on deck, especially from a senior point of view. I think we got some really strong promotions that have happened. We've got a new MD. Her name is Mobile Mchali. And then we've got Tipi Manyelo, who's our ECD, co-ECD with Terry. So as you can see, there's a lot happening and we kind of need to bulk up from a people perspective. But I think we've got really, really awesome young people who've joined sort of the leadership team to take the agency forward.
And you've worked on retail. Game.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Fatties and Monies. Yes. You've done really well with those. Do you consider yourself perhaps a little bit of an expert in retail? Is the agency...
That would be a reach for me. That would be a real reach for me. I think I'm still learning.
Okay.
I think very much still learning. I think I'm grateful that I was able to make the shift, I guess, in terms of leaning into it as opposed to, you know, kind of sticking to the above the line sort of purist idea world. I found it really interesting. I think sometimes when you have a price point and you have to sell product and move product, it sort of makes you think a little bit smarter in how you do it, right? And you're building a brand at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm enjoying it. I never thought I'd ever say that.
I always think retail is so complex. I don't know how you do it. Like, it's so complex.
It is. It's very
so
complex.
So many moving parts.
There's a lot of moving parts, and you're moving quite fairly quickly as well. But I think if you've got the right team, you know, you can't be an expert at everything. I think,
true.
You know, if you're humble enough to bring in the right people at the right time, you'll get things done.
That's true. And now you're also the only agency this year to win a pencil.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So have you got any entries in this year that you're looking to see convert?
The Lurries?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a number of finalists. I'm not hedging my bets on anything.
Okay.
I don't want to mention anything. I'm just looking forward to how it's going to turn out for us. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite work? It doesn't have to be something for Lurries. It's just something that you guys have done, and then maybe in general.
In general. Yeah, I mean, there's some stunning pieces from the UAE, I must be honest. I mean, I think the Obsession campaign, I think that was the Tyson Fury, and I forget who was competing against. They made this beautiful campaign for the fight, leading up to the fight. It's called Obsession. I thought that was really beautifully done. Of course, the Bananas work, TV, was stunning. But then there's also like work from TBWA, like the Savannah stuff, Savannah Neat, which I really, really thought was really pretty. And Try January, which was really, really cool. So, yeah, I've got a lot of bits and bobs that I really, really like.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing all the work on display today, at least the stuff that rose to the top. Looking forward to it.
That's great. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of Lurries. It's always nice to chat to you.
I will. Thanks, Danette.
Thank you.